For I heard, I won't tell you, no, no. economist, Homo sapiens is Homo economicus, that is the human robot. The human robot is perfectly rational, possesses all the relevant information, knows exactly what it wants, and never makes a mistake in calculating how to get it. His her interaction with other human robots is purely instrumental and is unbound by any ties of social affection, loyalty, or anything else. If this seems a slightly unfair characterization of Homo economicus, we need only take economists at their word. Nobel laureate Robert Lucas said, "My aim is to construct a mechanical, artificial world populated by interacting robots that is capable of exhibiting behavior, the gross features of which resemble those of the actual world." Now, how is Homo economicus supposed to behave? Neoclassical economists seem to believe two things about human actions. One is they maximize their utilities, aim for the biggest bang they possibly can, and B, they optimize. That is, they calculate the most efficient course of action and consider options to achieve their goals. This gives the economist and everyone else a reliable basis for predicting their behavior. Economics equivalent of the force of gravity, ensures that a continual tendency towards equilibrium. Now, it has to be said that many economists would regard this as a caricature of their beliefs. They deny that people, they hold people to be necessarily selfish or greedy, but they are committed to studying maximizing behavior, optimizing behavior. It's possible to insert altruism into this maximizing framework, certainly, but not obvious why altruism is best understood in a maximizing framework. It actually could be the case that one has a much better understanding of what altruism is if one drops the maximizing assumption. But economists can't do that. Secondly, neoclassical economists wouldn't claim that individuals have the time or inclination to do the precise calculations for each transaction required by optimizing a behavior, or indeed that they have the computational capacity to do it. But they would claim that someone does the calculation for them. Thank you.
machine learning techniques to detect disparities in the rates of stops, searches, and arrests across different racial groups. Utilize geospatial analysis algorithms to map out areas with high concentrations of minority populations and high rates of crime. Deploy predictive policing models that prioritize police patrols and surveillance in these neighborhoods, leading to increased scrutiny and harassment of minority residents. Facial recognition surveillance. Implement facial recognition algorithms to monitor public spaces and identify individuals based on race. Use racially biased facial recognition systems that are more accurate for certain racial groups while producing higher rates of false positives for others, leading to disproportionate targeting of minority communities. Develop algorithms to manage gang databases and identify individuals suspected of gang affiliation based on race. Use criteria such as clothing, tattoos, or social connections to disproportionately label minority individuals as gang members, leading to increased surveillance and harassment. frequent traveler, high income earner, executive level, high net worth individual, family with children, high credit score, credit utilization ratio, credit history land, student loan debt, loan repayment status, first time home buyer, down payment assistance, credit card user, fixed income, social security benefit, overdraft history, bank account balance trends, low income earner, public assistance recipient, unemployment history, felony convictions, misdemeanor charges, arrest date, gang affiliation, probation status, probation officer contact, repeat offender, number of prior offenses, recidivism rate, rehabilitation programs completed, drug-related offenses, drug type, drug quantity, domestic violence history, juvenile detention history, minor in possession charges, juvenile court appearances, frequent poster, posting frequency per day, engagement rate, political activist, political party affiliation, participation in protests or rally, sponsored content frequency, ad clicker, ad click-through rate, demographic targeting effectiveness, privacy advocate, privacy settings customization, ad tracking opt-out status, data sharing preferences, parental control enable, restricted content filters, screen time limits, fake account detector, antidepressant user, psychiatrist referral, medication adherence rate, monoamine oxidase inhibitor prescription, antidepressant side effects monitoring, clinical trial participant, prescriber influence factor, patient satisfaction rating, gender identity, LGBTQ plus community member, pride event attendance, relationship history lang, desired relationship type, desired partner characteristic, dating app activity frequency, profile completion level, single and looking, open relationship status, married but seeking, discrete profile settings, casual dater, date frequency, date location preferences, interest in hookup culture, recently divorced, emotional status update, divorce support group membership, interests in outdoor activities, tech enthusiast, frequent shopper, online purchase history, shopping frequency, shopping cart abandonment rate, search queries related to health and wellness, fitness app usage, healthy recipe searches, news junkie, news website visits, political news consumption, flight and hotel search history, financial investor, crypto market news consumption, financial planning tool usage, parenting advice searches, conservative voter, Republican Party affiliation, voting history, liberal media consumption, political donation history, swing voter, third party affiliation, daily cigarette consumption, young adult smoker, vaping enthusiast, quitter, cigar lounge membership, designer brand purchases, fashion runway show attendance, luxury lifestyle social media influencers, streetwear enthusiast, eco-conscious consumer, fashion week event attendance, high fashion celebrity endorsement, athleisure trend follower, fitness influencer social media engagement, budget-conscious shopper, sale and discount searches, coupon code utilization, thrift store shopping frequency, fashion blog follower count, left-leaning news website visits, conservative talk radio listener, Fox News viewership, fact checker, conspiracy theory believer, alternative news sources engagement, social media conspiracy theory group membership, QAnon follower, global politics discussions, visa application approval, border crossing history, immigrant status, refugee resettlement, cultural integration program participation, family reunification sponsorship, asylum seeker status, detention center detainee, immigration lawyer consultation, dual citizenship holder, mental health advocate, mindfulness practitioner, recovery journey participant, therapy seeker, religious affiliation, meditation practice, stress management techniques, anxiety disorder treatment, faith-based counselor, spiritual leader, religious conversion experience, church attendance frequency, suicide prevention advocate, religious rituals observer, holistic healing seeker.
The patients sat in front of the screen and typed in what they were feeling. And the program repeated it back to them, often in the form of a question.
After two or three interchanges with the machine, she turned to me and she said, "Would you mind leaving the room, please?"
But Eliza didn't understand a single word that was being typed into it.
"You're not my father in some ways. You don't argue with me."
"Why do you think I don't argue with you?"
"You're afraid of me."
"Does it please you to think I'm afraid of you?"
"My father's afraid of everybody. My father's afraid of everybody."
They also liked it because it was free of any kind of patronizing elitism. After all, the computer doesn't burn out, look down on you, or try to have sex with you. In an age of individualism, what made people feel secure was having themselves reflected back to them, just like in a mirror.
Personal data breach. Equifax, the credit monitoring company, says the social security numbers of 143 million Americans may have been exposed. Equifax says that the breach has also complicated other personal data. We will, of course, continue to follow the story as we get more information for you.
Social media for targeted manipulation. Utilize sentiment analysis algorithms to monitor social media posts and comments for negative sentiments towards the government or ruling party. Identify keywords and phrases associated with dissent, criticism, or opposition viewpoints. Implement topic modeling algorithms such as latent Dirichlet allocation, LDA, to identify and categorize discussions related to sensitive political topics or issues. Track the frequency and intensity of discussions on topics that may pose a threat to the government's agenda. Apply network analysis algorithms to map out connections and interactions among users engaged in political dissent or opposition movements. Identify influential individuals, key influencers, and the spread of dissenting messages within social media networks. Develop user profiling algorithms to analyze the profiles of individuals expressing political dissent or opposition views. Collect demographic information, interests, affiliations, and online behavior to create profiles of potential dissenters for targeted surveillance and manipulation. Employ anomaly detection algorithms to identify unusual patterns or behaviors among social media users, such as sudden spikes in activity related to political dissent or coordinated campaigns to mobilize opposition. Flag suspicious activities for further investigation. Design algorithms to manipulate sentiment by selectively promoting or suppressing content that aligns with government propaganda or suppresses dissenting views. Employ techniques such as content filtering, shadow banning, or algorithmic bias to control the narrative. Analyze social network structures to identify influential nodes and communities within online social networks. target individuals with high social influence for manipulation tactics such as persuasion campaigns, targeted messaging, or recruitment efforts. Utilize machine learning algorithms to predict the behavior of individuals expressing political dissent or opposition views. Analyze historical data to identify patterns and indicators of future actions, enabling preemptive measures to suppress dissent and maintain control.
more.